Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Michael Irvin Report is brought to you by William Hill. Bet now with William Hill, America's number one sportsbook, on the app and at williamhill.com. Here he is, the Hall of Famer, the playmaker. Yes. You see him on TV all the time.
Oh, my God. The great number 88.
Michael Irvin.
You know, hi, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Now, I got to start with this, okay? I'm a little, as a Jet fan, watching Thursday night, and of course my team blows the game and all of that. But this broadcast was a love fest for the Cleveland Browns. And I understand that they have not won a game for, 680 days, and they had 35 straight games. But, I mean, I thought I was watching, it was the biggest shilling for the Cleveland, the biggest homerism I've ever seen in a national broadcast. I mean, it was horrible from a Jet fan perspective. It's 14-3 at halftime, and everybody's gushing about the big field goal drive that Mayfield just engineered. When if my team could recover a fumble, we're talking about something else.
Yep.
I mean, it was, Mike, it was horrible.
Oh, you know what?
It was bad enough that my team blows the game.
I can truly understand where you're coming from and sharing this emotion right now. I get you. Because now in the genesis of that show, in the pregame show, we talked Jets. We talked them a lot. I said on that show that today, since this Jet fan, this Cleveland fan base was going to see Sam Darnold and was not going to see Baker Mayfield, that they would leave here today pondering and wondering, did we get the right guy? Because he's that kid, you're going to see that. Now, I didn't expect Baker Mayfield to play.
Right, right.
Neither did
the Jet coaching staff, for that matter.
No, neither did the coaching staff. Remember? But I'm going to tell you, man, oh, my God, it was the most incredible thing to see. I'm talking about to see the difference, how that team looked with, and I just feel bad for him, Tyrod Taylor.
Right,
and then that team looked when Baker Mayfield came on. It was just an extra juice. It really was just an extra juice. So from the time he came on the field, Baker Mayfield came on the field, you are absolutely correct. And he came on right before halftime.
Yep.
So we were carrying that. Now to that, you know, that's some pretty high ratings there.
I know.
That kind of game. That's what they're after. Those ratings were off the
hook.
No,
I understand.
Right,
I understand.
But you know who the worst person at this was? I got to tell you, Reggie Bush. I mean, Reggie Bush was acting like he played for the Browns.
Oh, my God.
Like he's a whole lot. I mean, he's cheering. He's got the pom-poms
out. It's one thing to pick him.
Enough.
I don't mind that you picked against the Jets. That's fine. I don't care about that. But, I mean, it was just – and the halftime show, oh, my God. It was just like it was – and even Buck and Aikman, let's be honest. I mean, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me. I mean, it wasn't even like there was another team on the field. They're showing the beer. The beer's getting ready to get open. In Cleveland, it's like they won a Super Bowl. They won one game in 4 years.
It was so unbelievable. Crazy.
Oh, did you get a beer? Did you get a beer as well or no?
I didn't get a beer. there was no beer left for they were. After the game, we're sitting doing the show, doing the little, the post game show that we have to do. And the people are still there. And I'm like, listen, people, we going to commercial. I'm like, people, you can go home now. This was just a regular season game.
Right,
it's over.
Right.
Go home now. Go home. It's like, you're still staying here like you just won the Super Bowl and the parade is about to commence.
That's right. You're 100% right.
It is a little pathetic. Win a bunch of games.
Right.
Like one game,
right.
You're celebrating patheticness. That's what they were doing.
That's exactly right.
Man.
Go beat the Raiders this week, will you?
You felt for people. I mean, she's 600. 600. That's a couple years, baby. You've been going through this. And it's Cleveland. It's almost like it's piling on. Okay? If some other team goes through that, you say, boy, they're in a real drought.
Right.
But Cleveland, they've been living in this.
Right.
They've been living
can
in
I pick
that,
a team that I'd like to see go 2 years? Can I pick a team I'd like to see go 2 years without winning a game? Can I pick that team?
who what team would that be?
I'll give you one guess.
Who I got him.
Go ahead.
They just went 2 weeks. You know,
they, they should go 2 years without winning a game. You know what I mean, Mike?
They deserve that.
What is that? What is that? 2 years, 52 weeks, 104 weeks. So what do you got, 102 more weeks to go?
Yeah, almost right there. Where are you with them? Because
right.
I've learned my lesson. I will never doubt Belichick. I'm never going to bury the Patriots in September. It's the stupidest thing in the world to do because they're always going to make you look bad. Where do you stand right now on the Patriots and their struggles?
Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you. You know he's going to fix this. It's not going to linger forever, and he ran into truth that those last two games. Now this game, this Miami game, is, you know, I'm sitting here like, whew. Now if he drops Miami, then I'm going to be like, oh, whoa, what's going on here? You know what I mean? And you know they're trying to get Josh Gordon ready and get him on the field. We don't care what kind of thing. It's not like it was Chad Ochocinco. People are talking about, well, you know, Chad Ochocinco didn't work out. Chad Ochocinco was limited in his abilities to get certain things done, you know, and they talked about he had an issue picking up the offense. But this kid here, Josh Gordon, he doesn't have to know the whole offense. He came in the game in Cleveland. They threw him a jump ball, scored a touchdown. He can do that. Chad Ochocinco could not do that, and that's where New England's having some issues and just making plays and getting the ball in the end zone when they get in the red zone. So they'll use this talent. I don't care what you say. Some kind of way they will get it on the field, and I'm anxious to see what happens with it all.
Now, I got to ask you this, too. I want to go back to my wonderful football team, okay? All right? When you were playing for Jimmy Johnson, if you had a guy do what Isaiah Crowell did in the end zone, okay, what would Jimmy do? You know what I'm talking about, after the touchdown.
Yeah. With
what,
the ball.
What would Jimmy do with that? Would that guy play it?
Make it the ball toilet tissue. I got you.
Would he be on the field again after that?
Well, I'll be honest with you. It depends. Crowell, he'll get on Crowell. Now, Emmett. Come on,
but Emmett wouldn't do that. Emmett's got too much class to do something like that.
Jimmy would always tell you, I'm going to measure you accordingly to what you have delivered on the field.
Right, of course.
So I'm not going to tell you that everybody's going to be treated differently now. Emmett Smith does that. Emmett, you're way too much. You're way too much class for that.
Yeah, he would never do it. Yeah. Emmett used Crowell to hand the ball to the officials.
Get in the locker room
right.
and take your junk off right now.
Right,
you
okay.
get in the locker room and take it off. Right. There's a difference.
Okay.
In that. But yeah, that was whenever I saw that, you know, remember, and Randy's my boy, and I hate to bring it up, but you know, years ago when he pulled that off in Green Bay some kind of way.
Oh, Randy Morse, yeah, right.
I'm okay with having fun, and I'm okay with, you know, people say don't try to show people up. I'm trying to show you up, dude. That's my job. On 3rd and 9, you trying to stop me, I'm trying to show you up, and when I get this first down, I'm going to make a first down gesture. So I'm okay with
but
all
that's a different story, though, Mike.
Out there on the football field. But that kind of stuff, that's a little far.
Yes.
We're talking to Michael Irvin. When I think about with that play, I think of Joe Buck's reaction, the over-the-top, that's disgusting what Randy Moss just did. Like Randy Moss had committed a crime on the field. It was so over-the-top. But let me ask you, Payne, about the Giants, because the Giant fans feel a little bit better today. They feel a little bit better this week. Their offense showed a pulse. They still didn't get to 30 points, but in the first half of this game against the Texans, they scored on every possession. How do you feel about this Giant offense, considering what they were able to do, at least in the first half against the Texans, and get a W on the board?
Well, we talked about Giants got the best skill set players in the whole division. We pull it out. The best skill set players in the whole NFC, you would say the Giants have them. So even though they were looking bad and everybody were giving up the sacks and offensive line didn't look good, you knew, and I always say this, people get mad at me, it's just a matter of time and they could fix that. They could get something going because they got on me on the show when I said this. Let's be real. I understand playing offensive line is difficult. It's difficult. It really is because some of these guys are so talented. Khalil Max of the world are off the chain. I understand these boys are so fast. But the baseline of your job, the baseline of your job, and I tell my kids at my camp when I do Playmakers Academy, the baseline of your job is a three second rule. Yeah, I mean it's a three rule. You weigh 300 pounds, the guy across from you weighing 300 pounds, and you have to stay in front of him for 3 damn seconds. It's 3, 3, and 3. That's all you gotta do. The baseline of your job, and that to me, that comes down to effort and want to. Sometimes I understand skill plays a role in there, but darn it, man, effort plays a huge role. And if that offensive line comes together and give that effort, then that's what you can get as a result from the Giants. They shift around some things and got Flowers out of there, and they gave a better effort, even though J.J. Watt had a great game, and thank God, because J.J. Watt hadn't had a sack in 2 years. That was his first sack in almost 2 years, and he got quite a few against them. But that effort comes together, and you keep the guy upright. They can make plays, and they did that. And they will have that. As long as that offensive line gives them time, and Eli is pretty accurate, they can win some games.
What is the problem with that team, with Houston? I mean, they're 0-3. They're in a lot of trouble right now. I mean, what's going on with the Texans?
Mind-blowing to me, and totally not understanding it. And I know we're talking about Deshaun Watson as being is a little rusty and all of that stuff, but you should not be 0-3 right now. You shouldn't have lost to the Titans. There's no way. I had them winning the division. You know, J.J. Watt coming back, merciless clowning. I'm like, man, this team is stacked. And then Will Fuller, along with DeAndre Hopkins, like, this team is stacked, and they should not be 0-3. And I'm pretty sure they're going to start saying some things about Bill O'Brien pretty soon over there.
Oh yeah.
His seat's got to be real hot. You know who's impressive over the weekend? I know the Cardinals are awful, but the Bears are showing you, especially with Khalil Mack.
Oh my God,
guy makes an impact all the time.
Yep,
they're starting to show you they're legit. They should be 3-0.
Yep, should be.
You know what I'm doing now when I catch games? I did it last Thursday night. I'll do it tomorrow night, even though I won't do the pregame show because we're doing a simulated broadcast for, you know, Rich, Coach, Kurt, and myself, because we're going to probably do the London game. So, and we're doing a simulated broadcast for this game. But let me tell you what I do now. And it's funny because when you watch Khalil Mack, he's taking it. His game is so off the chart in another level when you watch him. So now when I'm watching other games, I'm watching the defensive ends. Like I watch Myles Garrett. Because Khalil Mack is making me watch him. He's making me watch. I'm like, is Khalil Mack this much better than everybody else? And the answer is yes.
He is. No doubt.
Yes. I mean, I'm not talking about everybody better than people on his team. I'm talking about better than everybody around the league. I'm talking about everybody. So I'm watching. I'm like, okay, let me see if this dude rushes like Khalil Mack. He's a different beast. And I'm telling you, he took it up from last year to this year. He's a whole nother monster. It's almost like he's trying to show Oakland what you've done. This is what you've done. And he is dominating, man. He has Chicago. That one player has Chicago, and now people are thinking, Chicago might have a chance over here. It's incredible. It's incredible to watch that kid play. He's worth every penny he's got. Every penny he's got, he is worth it.
You know what? That kind of means that you probably should get a player like that over a running back, don't you think?
Yep. I would.
I didn't go that far yet.
Come on.
Well, we already had this argument.
Last week?
I'm bringing it back down the rabbit hole.
I can't believe you carried that in your back pocket and brings it up.
I brought it up because you were waxing. No, because you were waxing such poetic. All true, but you were waxing poetic about a pass rusher. So I'm like, gee golly.
Right.
You know?
Hey, this is the only reason I say that I told a line on this. As I give you this example all the time, defense can play 99 great snaps, and all you got to do is let me get 3 points. And if the offense don't put up more than 3 points, 99 times out of 100, you stop me, you still lose the game. So I need points. I need points. And Le'Veon Bell gives me that. Now, I love Khalil Mack. It's just phenomenal. He's incredible. But I still would take Le'Veon Bell.
Wow.
Where do you think he ends up, by the way, Le'Veon Bell? I mean, is he going to play for the Steelers or somebody else this year?
They talk about him ending up out there with you guys.
No. I don't want him.
What do you mean you don't want him?
Because I don't. I mean, first of all, hold on a minute. Here's a guy that's already a problem in Pittsburgh, okay? So now I'm going to bring him to my – first of all, I got to give up – I'm going to give up draft choices for this guy? What, are you kidding me? If I want him, we'll get him at the end of the year as a free agent. I wouldn't give up anything for him during his season.
Okay, then say you don't want him.
I'd rather have Khalil Mack. If you ask me, Khalil Mack or Le'Veon Bell, it's Khalil Mack every day. Every day.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, come on.
Hey, listen,
I love you, Mike. Come on.
If you had Khalil Mack in New York right now.
Oh, my God. No, Mike, don't even.
You can go do it. Go get that Madden team where you build the team.
He might make Leonard Williams look good. He might.
Hey, Khalil Mack makes everybody.
Right, exactly.
He really does, man. I mean, it's just an incredible, incredible thing. And it's a beautiful thing to watch. It really is a beautiful thing to watch.
When you look at the Dallas Cowboys and their – okay – How do you kind of break down the blame? Because they've scored fewer points than anybody in this league besides the Arizona Cardinals.
Right.
Offensive line, skill position players, the quarterback. Where do you kind of place the blame for their offensive ineptitude?
Yeah, yesterday I did an interview with Dak Prescott. I asked him the same question. The same question. I said, where does this lie? If I had to place the marker on somewhere and say, Where do I put this issue on? He's always a stand-up guy. He's like, you put it on me. I'm the quarterback. I'm the leader of this team. I was like, well, you're in your third year, you know, your third year in this league, you know. And then he comes back. You put it on me. You put it on me. Now for me, I sit back and say, wow, you know, you get a guy's in third year. You got to give him some things to work with. You got to give him opportunities. He's gone from having a Hall of Fame tight end and an All-Pro wide receiver to none of the above, and he's showing on the football field. And everybody's putting the heat on Dak Prescott, but boy, he has some limited weapons that he's working with, and I'm waiting on those guys to step up their game and get better and play better.
How about this game tomorrow night? Terrific matchup. Before we even say that, how about the Vikings? I mean, how did they get smacked by the Buffalo Bills at home? 16-point favorites. They got destroyed in that game. How did that happen, Mike?
That blows my mind, and that gives so much credence to any given Sunday.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something. That's what happens when exactly what they mean when they call them a trap game. But the reality is, man, I understand you, Minnesota. You had to get ready for this game right here coming up. You were probably thinking about this game, and you let Buffalo ride right on in there and do that. But at some point, even in the middle of a trap game, you almost wake up and say, ooh, what's going on here? Let's get this thing turned around, and you can do it sometimes. But that they could not do it. I was blown away by what happened with Minnesota and Buffalo. And to that, let me throw out my prayers for Griffin and all that he may be going through.
Yep.
You know, when you see stuff like that, honestly, man, it just worries you because we all have been playing in that same water, you know, playing in the same water of football. You don't know what's going on with him, and you just hope everything gets to be okay with him mentally and everything. But boy, that's a scary thing.
Oh yeah.
But I was blown away with it, man. I what do you think? That's great Buffalo, a horrible Minnesota, absolutely horrible
gotta be,
Minnesota.
It's no gotta be a little. No, Buffalo's not that good, but the Bills deserve a lot of credit. I mean, they went out and played the game of the year. You know, Milano on defense was tremendous. The
Jared
quarterback
Allen
played
is,
well.
Right, he's hurtling defenders.
Yeah, Josh Allen. It's all good right there. That's all good. But I'm sure they're telling him, don't do that again.
Yeah, no, seriously. Right.
Don't ever do that.
What do you
ever do that again? But the kind of stuff is what will make those Bills fans love you.
Sure.
They're like, boy, he gives all he has, everything he got. You know that we love that. But don't do that again. You're going to get killed out here in the NFL.
What do you expect now? Because I was saying this last week, looking ahead, this Thursday night game tomorrow night is as sexy a Thursday night game as you're ever going to see. And I think it's even more intriguing now. The Rams have been awesome, but now they've got major injuries in the secondary
right.
with Tlaib and Peters. And the Vikings are coming off what we just talked about. What do you expect tomorrow night?
That's going to be a head clash. It's going to be a hard hitting head clash. And the thing is, even though the Rams are hurting on the back end, they're still intact on the front end, and that's the part. And if you can rattle Cousins, you can tell he gets rattled because he looked horrible against Buffalo. They looked horrible against Buffalo, and that's where the Rams will play. Now, the great matchup is that defense against that Rams offense, and that's where I'm really laying my eyes and laying my edge. I love Zim. I think Zim's the best, one of the best defensive coordinators, and even though he's head coach now, but when it comes to calling defense, he's one of the best in the league. And Sean McVay is one of the best young offensive minds in this league. This matchup is going to be a great matchup. I'm taking the Rams to win this game. I'm taking the Rams to win this game. And then that's going to be something to talk about after the Vikings lose two games in a row. After the Vikings lose two games in a row, just I'm so sure of my deal, you know, it's going to be something to talk about. But I think this is too powerful offensively, the Rams are, for Minnesota to win this game.
All right, what about this nonsense with the roughing?
Like, Rams would have been able to turn around their offense and come back and beat Buffalo. And the Vikings couldn't do that.
Yeah, they couldn't even cross midfield to like, what, the fourth quarter, right?
Yeah, they couldn't. Exactly. And you're never going to get that out of the Rams.
Right. Yeah. What about the garbage with the roughing the passer now? I mean, it's ridiculous,
dude.
Mike. I mean, come
dude.
On. Dude. Mike.
And made more ridiculous. I mean, the calls are horrific. They're just horrific. In the Cowboys game, Crawford hit Tyrone Crawford. Same thing. He hit Russell Wilson. It's like, well, what do you mean? And then you see the kid that hit Ben the other night. He was apologizing as he's tackling. I'm sorry.
Right.
Are you joking? And I mean, it's tearing up. It's tearing up the NFL. I don't care what anybody says. And we got an argument about that on the show. Because, you know, we asked, is the expectation too great for quarterbacks? It's like, get out of here. Get out of my face with that. First of all, you are tearing up the cap because each of you make $30 million a year. So now you're making all the money and getting hit none of the time.
Right.
It's a good way to look at it.
That's a tremendous way to look at it, Mike.
Are you joking?
I like that, Mike.
Are you joking? You guys are making all the money and get hit none
yes.
of time.
Tremendous way to play it, to break it down.
It's mind boggling.
Yes. Yeah, that's a great way to break
Very
it down.
Very true.
Oh, my God.
Michael, you're always the best. We appreciate
Mike,
it.
Mike, you know we love you, Mike.
All right, guys. I love you guys, too. Hey, man, listen, guys. If I sounded funny, you know I'm in my bathroom here because something's wrong with my office phone. So, you know, I'm
in
my
bathroom.
From the bathroom.
I got a phone in my bathroom. Yeah, my wife, when we get up in the night and use the bathroom,
sure.
I kind of miss sometimes. So she made it, when we built the house, she made me build my own area.
I see.
And she built her own area.
Right.
And my stall, I got my bathroom. And my stall here, I got my phone and my TV because I can't miss the
wow.
game.
If I'm in
the midst of some sit down, I still can't be missing the game.
No, I understand.
Of course not.
Well, if I had that situation, I'd never leave the bathroom.
Yeah.
So true.
Oh, the pain.
I love you guys.
Thank you, man. You're the best.
All right, man.
All right, Mike.
The great.
Talk to you next week.
The great Michael Irvin. The last 3 minutes of Michael Irvin's interview was the best. He has a line about the quarterback with the money in the heads.
Yeah, that's tremendous.
And then he breaks down his bathroom.
The bathroom. With the TV and the phone. Oh, I might forget about it.
Sounds like the best bathroom ever.
All you need in there is a bed.
Yeah.
And never leave.
Have a kitchen in there. Start cooking. Everything will be great.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.